Hello, my name is Cherie, and I am a series starter. This year alone, I have started 12 new series, and I've only completed 2. Wait, hold up. 13. I have started 13 new series. I'm currently reading the first book in a series, so that makes it 13. And honestly, I don't know when I'm going to stop. I don't know when I'm going to stop starting series. I didn't really realize this until this year. I knew I had a problem of finishing series, but I honestly didn't know how much of that problem was on me. Obviously, it's on me, but, okay. I really don't know how to talk myself out of this. Welcome back to Such Fun Read. It's day 2 of Bookmas, and let's talk about book series. As a soon-to-be-reformed series starter, I am making my first goal for 2025. I have picked 10 series I need to finish. These will be books that I already own. Some of the series that I want to finish, I may actually need to reread the first book, but that's okay. As long as the series gets completed, that is all that matters. So let's get into the series I want to complete in 2025. First up, we have Percy Jackson by Rick Riordan. So I read 3 of these books last December. I actually vlogged my experience. I have yet to edit that vlog, actually. Maybe I will sometime this December. We'll see how that goes. But I was enjoying what I was reading, and it is a series I definitely want to finish. I wanted to finish the series before the TV show came out. Of course, it didn't happen. I'm really bad about reading things when I see they're about to become a TV show or a movie. That's just how I am. But it is a fun series with the Greek gods and everything. Percy is pretty funny. Annabeth, I've adopted her. I decided to adopt her. Grover is awesome. And nothing better happened to Tyson. Next series is the Poppy War Trilogy by R.F. Kuang. I read the first book and I'm going to have to reread it. I kind of remember what happens, but it will just be best if I reread it. I do remember enjoying it, and I remember enjoying it quite a bit. I've also heard great things about the trilogy, so I'm excited to get back into it. The Imperium Trilogy by Claire Legrand. The first book is Furyborn, and I did read that, but I may need to reread it. Maybe. We'll see. Maybe I don't. I don't know. I think I remember what happens, but I don't know. We'll see. But I do remember listening to a podcast where the author was being interviewed, and I do remember her saying that this trilogy was her version of Anakin going to the dark side. Or something like that. I was intrigued and I wanted to read it. Now, I just need to finish it. I'm going to kind of cheat and just put all of Sarah J. Maas series here. I need to read A Court of Silver Flames and I'll be caught up on ACOTAR. I've read up to Air of Fire in the Throne of Glass series, and that is the series I prefer of hers, so I probably should finish it. As for Crescent City, I would need to reread that first book because I do not remember what happened. I do not remember. I think someone dies. Does someone die? I don't know. Anyway, that is a book I would definitely have to reread. I only own the first 2. I think a third one came out this year. Did it? I think it did. I don't know. Anyway, I only own the first 2. So I'll read those. The Magician's Trilogy by Lev Grossman. I read the first book almost a decade ago, and I haven't completed the series yet. That is unacceptable. That is very unacceptable. But it also sounds quite like me. So, am I surprised? No. I do pretty much remember what happened in the first book, though. I mean, I did read it twice. The first time I read it, I didn't really like the book, but I kept it, and I read it again, and I loved it. So that's something. I'm going to try to go into the second book without rereading the first one. We'll see how that goes. I know there was a TV show that came out and I did watch the first episode, but I stopped because I wanted to finish the trilogy before watching the TV show, which, of course. The Folk of the Air trilogy by Holly Black. I've read both The Cruel Prince and The Wicked King in this trilogy. I never did read Queen of Nothing, though, And I don't know why. Maybe I wasn't interested. But for some reason, I am now interested. Do I start over or do I just go into reading Queen of Nothing? I think I'm going to have to start over because it has been a few years and I think I remember things that happened in The Cruel Prince. I don't really remember what happens in the second book though. So I think I want to start over. I think I just want to read the entire trilogy. Ash Princess Trilogy by Laura Sebastian. This one, I do remember reading the first book. I do remember what happens and I don't have to reread it. I read it a few years ago, so it wasn't quite recent, but I think I am confident in being able to go into the second book without being confused. So that is a plus. The Frostblood Saga by Ellie Blake. I picked up this trilogy, I'm guessing, during the pandemic, and I'm pretty sure I read the first book. I'm also confident I don't really remember it. I'm pretty sure I read it. I think I read it. I should probably look on Goodreads to see if I read it. Maybe. But I want to read this trilogy mostly because I want to know why did I decide to pick up this entire trilogy anyway and put it on my shelf. I don't even remember what made me want to read this trilogy or even how I found out about it. And two, will I even enjoy it? Hopefully I do, because it's been sitting on my shelf for a few years, and hopefully I enjoy this trilogy. The Selection Series by Kiara Cass. At least the first trilogy. I read The Selection years ago, and I ate it up. It was exactly what you think it is. The dystopian bachelor. I guess it was coined as The Hunger Games meets The Bachelor, but I don't know if anyone dies, so I kind of don't want to compare it to The Hunger Games, but I'm pretty sure it was coined as that. I may need to reread the first book because it has been a while since I read it the first time. Honestly, I just want to know if the rebellion is successful. I think there was a rebellion in this story, and I just want to know if it's successful. I never really hear anyone talk about the rebellion going on because it is a dystopian. So most likely there is a rebellion happening. I just never really hear anyone talk about it. And I'm just curious, is it successful or do they just completely forget about it? Because I know there's like a sequel spinoff series for, I think, the daughter. I don't know, but is that a spoiler? Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I need to know what part outside of the romance is discussed in these books. Last but not least, The Mistborn Trilogy by Brandon Sanderson. Of course, I didn't forget. Mistborn, or The Final Empire, whatever you want to call it, was one of my favorite reads of 2023. I thought I would have finished that series by now, but of course I didn't. Honestly, the second book should be one of the first books I pick up in 2025, or maybe I'll sneak in the second book and read it this month, even before the year ends. But I do know I better have completed this trilogy by the end of next year. So those are 10 series I hope by this time next year I will have completed or caught up with. I guess it would be 12 since I do have 3 Sarah J. Maas series on this list. So I guess 12, whatever. If I can remember, we'll revisit this list next year to see if I was able to do what I hope to do. I'm also curious if you have any series you need to finish by the end of 2025 or any you'd like to start. Let me know. Thank you though so much for listening and don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss new episodes. And we'll talk soon.